There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is Acapulco, Mexico, the destination for liberty lovers the world around? Christopher Cantwell is assessing the situation right now as Jeff Berwick from Acapulco is putting on the persuasive moves, and I want to continue the discussion here in a moment because, you know, it sounds pretty good. The pitch sounds great. Chilling out on the beach, surrounded by babes. You've got
Well, you and I are from the one of the nicest beach in the world, is Siesta Key.
But the cops show up all the time at Siesta Key. They're saying there's no municipal police.
I didn't see the cops on the beach.
In Acapulco. So I've done a little digging. I found a couple more recent news articles from Acapulco. So I'd like to see what, you know, what's the media saying is going on down there right now. We'll get into that here in a moment. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. It's Ian, Chris, and Mark in the studio here. Let's jump over to Tommy in Nashville, Tennessee to start things out. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm streaming you guys on the internet, man. This is
welcome. Really cool. We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Which one of you has the Captain America shirt on?
That's Mark Edge.
That's me, Mark.
Mark. Hey, what's up with that queer-ass Morrissey haircut?
Well, it's my haircut.
Oh.
Well, is anything intelligent to say? No. We're just going to drop you right there. If you get on the radio with us and you say the F-bomb, you are going to get dumped, and whatever you say will not make it to our radio-listening audience.
But I would like to point out that you can insult the host and, you know, what do you say? Whatever. Doesn't make me look bad.
Like, I would encourage people to actually call here and insult us, but, like, try to, I don't know, be funny.
Yeah.
To just, like, insinuate that we are penetrating one another. It's not an original, like, you're not doing anything interesting. You're just dull and stupid.
Yeah, it's about a middle school level prank, and there are even some better middle school level pranks than that one. Nonetheless, open phones anytime, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David in Mississippi via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not going to cuss and make fun of you guys or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, you can make fun. That's fine. We only have to drop you.
Do it well.
Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not watching you guys, so I can't tell what you look like. But
I have dashing hair.
It must be. So you were talking about at the end of the last segment how there's not really any place else in America that I want to go because it's nowhere as free as New Hampshire. I think you're selling the rest of America a bit short. You know, there's little pockets of freedom here and there.
Really?
Tell me about these pockets of freedom.
Well, I don't.
What are we basing them?
Well, okay, so not literally where the laws are gone, but where sort of more they are ignored or less adhered to. For instance, you know, here in Mississippi, it's a pretty rural place. Mm-hmm. So practically speaking, you can do just about whatever you want on your property as long as you don't hurt anyone, even though it may or may not be legal. To say that there's no place freer in America than New Hampshire, well, it's kind of like saying that the law is legitimate because you're in New Hampshire. It seems like you guys kind of have confirmation bias.
Well, I mean, I'm coming from a position. We all moved to New Hampshire, right? Like we've all existed in other places. But the thing that I would say the reason that the laws do matter is because they like have this very serious potential to affect you, right? So you're talking about a situation. You're in a rural place where hey, the police are terribly unlikely to catch you doing whatever illegal activity. Well, there are rural places in New Hampshire where police are terribly unlikely to catch you participating in any illegal activity, and the stuff is not illegal to begin with. So
a lot's not. There are certain like unzoned areas, for instance, in New Hampshire, and you also have a large community of liberty-minded people who are very nearby proximity to your rural area up here as well. But yeah, I mean, there's rural areas everywhere in the United States. If you want to have less interaction with the government, it's not a bad idea to move into them. But, you know, don't pretend like it's freedom.
Yeah, if I want to go move to, like, the middle of nowhere in North Korea, I could theoretically call that freedom, because Kim Jong-un is not, like, at my house, but I would not call it a free place.
Right, and I'm happy to look at other options as far as, you know, liberty is concerned. But I already looked at a bunch of options. I was one of the people who voted in the initial vote for the Free State Project way back in 2003, where there were 10 potential candidate states with all very, very low population, and people had put forth the best argument from their perspective as to why their state should be chosen, and New Hampshire's was the best argument. I mean, hands down, it won overwhelmingly. So it was, you know, there was no confirmation bias. I was willing to move to whichever state won. If Alaska won, I would have moved to Alaska. Alaska got third place.
Well, what the gentleman's saying is that we're talking about Acapulco, where the laws are less likely to be enforced because there are fewer people to enforce them or whatever. And, you know, that's got its advantages and disadvantages. And I think he's just purporting that, look, there's plenty of rural places around America where there's not that many law enforcement officers. But what my concern is that they can show up any time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know what it is that...
They're going to send you a tax bill.
Freedom looks like different things for different people. To me, it's all about how much they rob from people, what the taxes are.
I agree with that, Mark.
And they're going to come and they're going to get their property taxes in rural Pennsylvania, rural Mississippi, and rural New Hampshire, and rural Colorado. You know, they're getting their property taxes. If not, they'll take your house away.
And, you know, sure. The idea of laws, as you put it, not being adhered to does not bring me any comfort, actually. So, like, this is actually one of the downsides of Acapulco. Like, as much as I have my issues with the government of New Hampshire, like, I have this pretty strong sense of security that the government of New Hampshire will be the same when I wake up in the morning as it was when I went to sleep at night. I'm not entirely sure that I have that same comfort in Acapulco, right? Like, when is Acapulco? Acapulco's Che Guevara going to come up and you know, reinstitute a government or something, and perhaps a worse one than we had yesterday.
Well, I've got news from Acapulco. We'll talk about what some of the government's doing there right now here in a little bit when we get the chance. But look, you can go and live in a rural area anywhere you want. Well, if I'm going to go live in a rural area, then I'm going to, if I'm going to leave New Hampshire to go live in a rural area somewhere to kind of try to get away from the government, I'd rather live in a rural area in somewhere else besides the United States, somewhere else, you know, New Zealand, where, let's say, for instance, there's not a tremendous central national government out there extracting wealth from people to go, you know, commit wars all around the world. I would prefer to live in a rural area like that, where at the very least, if I am going to be just kind of keeping my head down and obediently paying whatever taxes there are so the government leaves me alone, which just tends to be, you know, what people who are expatriates do. They just go out and they live their life and, you know, they're done doing any activism. I'd rather do it there.
The New Zealand military has been active in every major U.S. conflict since Vietnam.
I just picked New Zealand out of thin air. There's plenty of places. How about Costa Rica, where they don't even have a military?
Sure. But my whole point wasn't specifically to do with...
I suspect the New Zealand military budget's also very small compared by... You know,
it
by
it is. It's extremely small. They don't even have an Air Force, I don't think, or a Navy or something.
Right.
But my whole point wasn't specifically to do with rural areas. I mean, I live in Mississippi, which is majority rural, but I live not far from a metropolitan area and in a small college town in northeast Mississippi, and it's pretty free here. It's not entirely free, of course.
What's your gun laws like?
Well, gun laws are great in Mississippi. There's practically none.
Hey, Mark, could you pull up the Mercatus Center studies real quick? Just curious.
There was sales tax?
Yes, 7%.
And
how about income tax?
The income tax is extremely low. I'm not.
But you do have one.
put 20.
So New Hampshire, no state income tax. New Hampshire, no state sales tax. I mean, there's a reason why New Hampshire ranks at the the top of the Mercatus Center studies as far as freedom in America.
On New Hampshire.
I mean, if you want to say that you feel free in the place you live, I think that's great. You know, stay there, please.
I don't fear the police here. I don't. Right. I don't fear the.
You've obviously never been targeted by them.
Yeah, I fear. Well, no, I fear the police in New Hampshire. Even as I say, it's the freest place in the country.
We'll come back here in moments. If you got more, you can stick with us. 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you've got Bitcoin and you want to contribute some to Free Talk Live, you can go to our Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But if you don't yet have any Bitcoin, well, then I'd recommend you acquire some from expresscoin.com. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, expresscoin.com can help you not only get Bitcoin, but also Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin. It is fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Again, U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got a smartphone app over at ExpressCoin.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So, big savings over there, expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. If you order more than $40 worth, then you get a really low transfer fee there anyway. And that's one of the reasons why ExpressCoin is the best way to get your Bitcoin. ExpressCoin.com, don't forget coupon code FTL. As we continue, we've got David in Mississippi who is saying there are pockets of freedom out there in the United States. You just have to live in a place where the police are a little more laid back and, you know, leave people alone. You could live rurally, but you're saying, David, you don't live rurally. Rurally, you live in a smaller kind of college town. You say you're not afraid of the police where you currently live.
Yes, they're generally pretty understanding and forgiving. And
so these guys don't go around the college and harass the teenagers and arrest them.
Sometimes, but then, no, they don't really harass them. No, it's
just write them tickets, extract money from them, threaten them with imprisonment and kidnapping.
So they don't arrest the college students there for underage drinking. They're not busting any college parties or anything like that.
They sure do, and I don't agree with that.
That's harassment,
right?
That's threatening. That's scary.
I agree.
This is what bothers Ian, is that there is somebody having their rights somewhere being and it bothers him.
Yeah, that bothers me because I can empathize and I can put myself in that person's shoes.
I completely agree.
And I could see myself being that person at some point in my life when I perhaps was not as well educated about how to defend my rights with the police. So, no, this sounds like the police in your area are just like every other cop in every other college town where they're harassing innocent victims and they're destroying people's lives.
I couldn't disagree with that. What my intended point was that it's
you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable,
and that's cool, man.
I'm happy for you.
Enjoy life, but don't try to convince anybody that this is some sort of liberty paradise or that there are these pockets of freedom out there when you just haven't been attacked yet, man. You just haven't been targeted. You're just lucky. That's all.
I have been pulled over and arrested. You know, thrown in a cage before.
Where was that?
Here. And in England once.
God bless America.
Sounds great there in Mississippi. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I can get arrested anywhere in the United States, but if I'm going to go to jail, I'd rather do it in Cheshire County, where we have a jail actually run by a guy who's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and all things considered is probably a cut above. His jail is likely probably one of the best jails in the United States. I mean, all things considered. Still jail.
I mean, I don't know that I would agree with that. I don't like.
Have you been in the Cheshire?
I have not been a guest of the place, but I have visited, and I'm terrified of that jail. Just, I mean, like I was locked up in New York, and obviously, like I faced a greater problem with threats of violence and that sort of thing. I was locked up with gangsters and stuff like that. I got in fights in jail. It was a bad time. I had a really rough time in jail, but. I am fundamentally more afraid of the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat.
Why?
Because I don't see any hope of like escaping from that place. Like, there's no
you don't want to escape from
there's
jail.
There's no smuggling. There's no.
There was a guard smuggling drugs in there. He got popped for it.
It's too bad he got caught, and I'm glad that he was providing that service to the market economy of the jail. But at the same time,
he's not the only one.
When I was locked up, like you had contact visits, right? You had outdoor yard, like you had these.
It is a maximum security facility.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a different type of environment than I was used to being locked up in. When I won't go in for video visitation, I am terrified of a place like that. I really find that terrifying.
Well, I mean, it's an institution. It's a jail. And you generally don't want to try to escape from jail because then they'll hit you with felony charges and you'll end up, they're going to find you.
Which
likely.
Is fine if I'm in jail because I committed some petty act of civil disobedience and I expect to be out in the next year. If they, you know, tried to slap me with, I don't know, treason charges and they're threatening me with 20 years in prison, I might want to get out of that place.
So I think that what this question is regarding what place is most free is it depends, is really what the answer is. I think New Hampshire's really great if you want to hang out with a bunch of other libertarians, you want to have people to talk to about the ideas of liberty, you want to be around.
And it's also more free than pretty much everywhere else.
In the United States, it is a freer place. But if you've got sort of, I mean, if the cold really affects you like it does my wife, she's not free here in the winter. She is encumbered by the weather, and that's not freedom for her.
I have absolutely been enslaved by old man winter this year.
Right. That's what it's like. So that needs to be brought into the scenario. There's,
it's not right for everybody.
I literally, I never took seriously the notion of seasonal affective disorder before this winter. Like,
but still,
I've absolutely been cooped up in my house.
I'll still stand by my statement that if I were to leave New Hampshire, if it were to be, you know, oh, I need to be in a place that's warm for some sort of health reason, I sure as hell wouldn't go back to Florida, and I wouldn't go to Mississippi, and I wouldn't go anywhere in the United States. I don't see any reason for it.
You don't make your money in real life. You make your money over the internet, and that's one of the really great things about being sort of a permanent traveler is the terminology that's used in these spheres, the international man or whatever.
Right, because you have to keep leaving where you're going every 3 months or something.
Not
like
exactly.
That, right?
No. Different countries have different rules.
Right. So, the most common one I've heard is that you can stay for 90 days and then you have to leave for like 3 days and then you can come back for another 90 days.
Yeah, it'd be terrible to have to take a vacation for 3 days outside of a really small country.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics are.
That's why you're a permanent traveler, because you have to leave every now and then.
Absolutely, but you're not dealing with the tax rules in the same way, especially if you're not a U.S. citizen. So U.S. citizens, and I think that it's only U.S. citizens in, that it basically have to pay income tax no matter where you are in the world. All the other citizens, if you go to a different country, you don't have to pay the taxes for your home country, the country of which you are, born.
But, let me tell you, I don't pay taxes here in the United States to the federal government. I sure as hell wouldn't pay them if I moved to Mexico.
But I think that you get it's $90,000, which the average person makes less than that. Your first $90,000 is waived when you're outside of the country. So for the vast majority of people, it still makes sense to be a permanent traveler if you can make your money over the internet. But if you're a person who a carpenter, you don't want to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Paraguay if you're a carpenter because
you're competing
against people that work for 50 cents an hour or something
like
that.
Yeah, you have to be able to work remotely basically to do this.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I think keeps people away. And that has always been my objection to these projects of, you know, that seem to require that you be wealthy. Now, obviously, you were pointing out that you don't have to be wealthy necessarily to go to somewhere like Acapulco and pay $500 a month to rent a place, as long as you've got an income stream or multiple income streams that you can rely on to continue coming in.
Right.
And you don't have to go and start flipping burgers at, you know, some or, you know, make some sort of food at a restaurant, because then you're going to take a big pay cut at that point. And that restricts the number of potential prospects who could possibly come to one of these outside the U.S. enclaves, if you will. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We'll continue. Actually, Jeff Berwick is on the line. We will see what he has to say here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Gold and silver still some of the most reliable alternative currencies out there. Great way, in my opinion, to protect yourself against the ravages of the government's inflationary money system is with gold and silver. Historically, they've done a great job of keeping people who have them.
I don't even know how you're calling gold and silver alternative currencies. They're like the primary currencies, and we're all using this fiat paper garbage because we're crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can call them primary currencies. The primary currency is the paper garbage, and we're using them because other people are using them, right?
Like we're mentally ill.
If we could get away with using something like gold and silver or Bitcoin more often, we certainly would, and we do. Like in the Liberty community here in New Hampshire, and this is one of the other benefits of having a community of liberty-minded people, which is we were talking about living freer in certain places around the world in the United States. When you've got a community of liberty-minded folks, whether they're here in New Hampshire or in Acapulco or Asheville, North Carolina or Austin, Texas or whatever, the larger the community is, the more options there are for keeping sort of money within that community and using alternatives like gold, silver, and Bitcoin within that community. I mean, I don't want to say everybody, but a good chunk of the liberty activists up here will accept alternative currencies. If they're, you know, if you buy a haircut from somebody, Chris, you can probably pay that person in Bitcoin or maybe even silver. Yeah. So if you want to get some gold and silver, I would recommend Midas Resources, and you can can get in touch with them over at silver.freetalklive.com. They've got hand-picked gold and silver pieces, beautiful stuff, over at silver.freetalklive.com. You can also call them toll-free. Maybe you're not into the internet and you still want to get gold and silver. Call them at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938 for Midas Resources. And, again, you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. Jeff Berwick is on the line, presumably in Acapulco. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, amigos. You say my name and I show up.
Yes, here you are.
Like Batman, but it's like an A in the sky or something.
So are you in Acapulco at the moment?
Yes, I am. It's very dangerous.
It is?
Does it feel dangerous?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. You've been here, Mark, at my house. It's a very dangerous sort of feel to it.
Oh, no, it's beautiful. And it's set up on everything in Acapulco is on a hill. It's just this big bowl where then it gives for the greatest views of the city. And you've got that great view of the port there with the big boat.
Yeah, and so everyone's got a pretty much a view of the bay.
Yes.
It's quite a spectacular.
Everybody has a view.
I mean, it sounds very, very nice. So what did you want to share tonight, Jeff?
Well, not too much. I was listening to you guys and really enjoying the what I was hearing, and you had some questions about Acapulco that I could tell that you didn't fully know, so I thought I'd call in.
Yeah, what's the deal with the cops? All right, so the cops actually went on strike, and then they never got brought back?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Apparently they were on strike for a month before I even knew about it. And my friend said, have you noticed how much better the traffic is lately? And it just seems like everyone's just happier. And he said, or I said that, and then he said, yeah, it's because the police are on strike. And I looked it up, and they had been on strike for a month, and no one really noticed. Like, it's a really funny culture here. People don't really care about anything. They just live their lives, drink beer, go to the beach, work if they have to, and then they're not too involved in many things. And so finally people started to notice, and then the police started to go, like, do these marches and stuff to try to, you know, get the government to pay them more and all this sort of stuff. And that's when people realized they weren't really working anymore. And then most of the people in the city said, well, we actually like it better without you guys here. And so they never brought them back.
And also this applied to the municipal police as well. So that you're talking about the traffic cops. First,
yeah, they got right. So many different kinds of police in Mexico. They have municipal police, then there's state police, and then there's federales, which is the federal police. Mm-hmm. Then they have, like, tourist police, which aren't really police. They're there, I guess, to make tourists feel like they're safe. They're just for tourists.
Okay.
And so the municipal and the transit police, and there's transit police, which are supposed to, you know, pull you over and give you a ticket for nothing, usually, or not a ticket, they usually just want some cash, and they went on strike too, so there's still to this day is no transit police or municipal police. I've seen a few new state police coming in. They got these really expensive, like, three-wheeled motorcycles that are all pimped out, and the federales are here every now and then. They usually drive around in a pickup truck with some guns, and they supposedly it's to make people feel safer, but of course I don't feel a lot safer seeing a bunch of cops with machine guns driving around, but they don't really bother anyone. There's not really, you don't have police interactions here like you do in the U.S. ever. Not in Acapulco. There might be places like Tijuana where you do. It's a little bit more Americanized up there, but they don't bother people. They're usually at the gas station playing cards and drinking beer. It's really very relaxed.
So, I mean, what we have here is a situation where you'll have law enforcement contact on a fairly regular basis because they're a source of revenue for the state. It sounds to me as if you're describing a situation where they're not.
Yeah, it's mostly like even when they have the transit police, I see people getting pulled over every now and then. It'd usually be like both of them be laughing, and then you usually see the guy give them like about $5. And I asked one local once, I said, don't you feel like this is crazy that you have to give this guy $5? And he goes, no, a lot of us, we don't mind because they don't make much money. We kind of feel sorry for them.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, like, if I get pulled over by the police, like, it would be infinitely preferable for me to give that cop $20 as a bribe than for me to go and deal with the process, right? Than to go and, like, sure, mail in a ticket and pay a greater fine for it to go on my insurance and da, 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 da. It's like a better deal to bribe the guy.
Now, when for me as an American traveling between states, so you've got if I've got a New Hampshire license plate on my vehicle, I always feel like I'm a target when I'm outside of the state, especially way outside. outside of the state. So if I'm driving, if we're driving my wife's car down to Florida, I'm very careful in places like Virginia and South Carolina and Georgia, because I think that the cops are looking to give me a ticket. Oh, Massachusetts is terrible, by the way. I think that they look at me as a, they do in fact look at me as a source of revenue, because they know there's no way you're going to fight the ticket. You're just going to pay it and go. And for whatever reason, it's there's this attitude of, we don't like your kind around here, even in Massachusetts. I mean, I'm using a southern accent, but I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not like that in Acapulco?
There's similar things. For example, if I was an American, I wouldn't have, like, if you bring your car down here, I wouldn't keep the American plates if I didn't have to, because you're definitely going to get noticed, either by cops or by someone else, possibly, who might think you're a tourist and want to take advantage of you in one way or another. So it always works better to try to fit in the local areas, of course. But it's just really not much cop interaction. I know that every now and then they do pull over a tourist in a rental car, but if the tourist kind of knows what's going on, they can very easily get out of it. We actually had a cop fired for he pulled over. We have a hotel here, and our hotel guests came back, and they're all flabbergasted. They said, we just gave $300 to a cop, and we didn't even do anything wrong. And we actually had to go to the ATM machine to give it to him. And I was like, oh, man. Like, wow. I wish I knew or told you that the most you would ever give them is $5 or $10. And so, but if they see they can get away with it, they will. And so I told my wife, and she was really angry because she's from here. Her family's been here for generations. And she said, where was it? And what did they look like? And she found out who the cop was. And we were going to go down to the police station to have him fired. And he came to our house and begged our forgiveness and gave the money back and asked us not to get him fired. So it's a different style. Just different style down here.
It seems to me that whatever government is there, like, realizes that it's, like, unstable is really what it sounds like. And they're sort of trying to cling to whatever, like, adherence that people have to them, whereas in America, I feel like the government here feels very stable and can basically do whatever it wants, whereas in Mexico, if nothing else, it seems to me that the drug cartels rival the government in power.
What do you pay in taxes?
I was going to ask, how is the government funded there primarily?
Well, there is actually quite a high income tax in Mexico, but not many people pay it. The people who pay it are usually, they're working in like a bank where their paycheck, you know, same as in the U.S., would just come straight off of it.
Mm-hmm. But how high is it? Just curious.
It's, I think, around 30-35%. It's almost as high as the U.S. But like I said, hardly anyone really pays it.
What do you pay, though? I mean, like, you're a permanent traveler or whatever, and I want to find out what that means.
All right, hold that thought, Jeff. We'll come back to you here in a moment. You got time to stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, more. What else is he doing, right? He's just chilling in Acapulco. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We'll
he's
continue.
Got time. He's in Acapulco.
And you can bring up anything that you want. We got plenty of time left here. 855-453. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. If you like Free Talk Live and you support what we're doing here on the air, then you can support the show directly by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month in with any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there through our website at amp.freetalklive.com, and we will invest that $5 into Free Talk Live. We'll use it to get on more radio stations. Just got a brand new station that we'll have to announce this weekend, actually, in Texas. And we're getting closer to 160 radio stations, which would be nice. And I think the reason we have the majority of them is because of the AMP program, because of listeners like you getting behind the show so we can actually have an advertising budget, so we can have a marketing budget to get the word out about Free Talk Live. It's your support is why Free Talk Live was named the number 38 most important talk show, basically, in the entire United States or in America, according to Talkers Magazine. That was number 38 this year. That's up from 42 in 2014. So
yeah,
we continue climbing the chart. It's because we're able to promote the show. It's because we can market it. Because of listeners like you becoming amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. And we're talking with Jeff Berwick. He is living in Acapulco. And actually, Jeff, from our conversation previously, you're originally from Canada. So now down south in Acapulco, and living life, living large, enjoying things. You put together your first convention down there in Acapulco, which Mark attended, as well as a number of other folks from around the world. And it really sounds like you're having a good time down there and that things are not nearly as bad as many people imagine Mexico to be. And I've heard that about a lot of Mexico, that you know all the fears about violence are very overblown. But we were actually asking you a question about taxes down there. You said there's a fairly large income tax, but still not as large as the United States. But many people don't pay it because they're not working at like corporate jobs at banks and things like that. And that's kind of where you left off what you were saying.
Yeah, a lot of things are like that in Mexico. The, for example, property taxes are incredibly low compared to the U.S. You can have a $1 million villa here, and I think the property taxes would be about $200 a year. And
wow.
The Mexicans complain about it like crazy. They're like, what am I getting for this? They just don't like government down here. There's just a story today, actually. The Mexico just did their daylight savings time change this last weekend. It's different than the U.S. for some weird reason. The government decided to change time here at a different time. And there's over 1 million people protesting in Oaxaca in the state south of here, and they're saying they're not going to change their clocks. So they don't like government. They just don't care about it. They don't put up with it. So it's different. But as far as the perpetual tourist or prior taxpayer theory goes, I live as a tourist here. I'm just a tourist. And when you come into Mexico, you get 180 days, so about half the year.
Oh, okay.
And they don't really care, though. It's most countries, like I know people who've lived in Argentina as a tourist for like 15 years, and when they left, the guy went, oh, you kind of overstayed your 90 days. And the guy went, yeah. And he went, oh, well, see you next time.
Come back soon.
I know a guy in Cambodia lived there for 16 years as just a tourist, and I think he paid every year $10 to renew his tourist card or something. So most places are like that. Mexico's like that. Like if you stayed in Mexico and you stayed for like 5 years, you could just fly up to Tijuana and walk across the border. There's no one there on the Mexican government to check to see how long you've been in Mexico. And so if you do fly out, a lot of times they won't even notice. If they do notice, usually you have to go talk to some guy. And it's sort of like a negotiation. He's usually eating like tacos and he's drinking a beer and he's like, well, you know, give me $50. And you go, well, 25. And, you know, sort of work it out. It's kind of, they don't care. It's just not a big deal.
You're talking about 25 bucks. I'm not going to dicker with him over it. It's like, okay, here you're bam. See you. 50 bucks. Goodbye. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be worth it to me to take her with him.
So you're saying you get 180 days, but many people ignore that. And then what happens legally? I mean, what happens at 180 days if you were to follow those rules? You have to leave for 3 days and then you can come back? Or like what's
No, you can leave for literally just 5 minutes.
Really?
I've done that numerous times in numerous countries. In Thailand, it used to be 30 days, and then they put it to 15, and I was living there at the time. So I was having to leave every 15 days, and they really got strict about it, which is stupid from a tourist perspective. And then they started to say, oh, if you have to leave for a couple of days at least, and all that sort of stuff. So I just left, and I just never went back.
Now, what about crossing, say, to Guatemala or Belize instead of into the United States?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just have to leave. They probably won't know that you've left, and then you come in, you get your new card with another 180 days. It's also very easy to get residency in Mexico if people want to do things legally. You mentioned earlier, I don't really care about legal things, but some people do. And I understand they don't want to be kidnapped and put into a rape camp.
But you're paying property taxes, right? Or are you renting?
I'm actually renting. I live this total lifestyle of never really owning anything anywhere.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said you had a hotel there. I thought you might have.
Oh, even that I don't really own. It's all in a, you know, offshore companies and actually the units are all owned by owners. I just rent it out for them. It's a company I've had for about 6 years. I just fix up condos. I sell them to people and then we rent it out when they're not there. It's sort of like a mini Airbnb.
So what you're saying is that Jeff Berwick, you know, maybe owns a company in another country and then the company owns property in Mexico.
And that's really the concept here, isn't it? Is it like you're from Canada, but you reside in Mexico, you have companies that are in other sort of, Caribbean places, your banks in outside of the country, like you keep everything compartmentalized, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the theory, and it's not that hard to do. And for you were mentioning before, like if people are working over the internet and they want to live in Mexico, what I would suggest is anyone who's working over the internet, and especially if it's like their own company, to start an offshore company and bill everything to that company, and that's all fully legal to do. And then when you leave the U.S., you become a resident somewhere else, and so you automatically get that $90,000 tax break. Then that country, say Mexico, doesn't even know about your internet company in Cayman Islands, so there's no way that they would go, hey, are you paying tax on that? Have you been using some of that money for your own personal use? So they don't really have IRS and things like that in most countries outside of the Western countries. So you can very easily and legally pretty much fully pay no tax if you live this sort of lifestyle, and we help people out. For people curious about it, just go to dollarvigilante.com. That's where I talk about this sort of stuff all the time. We actually have a newsletter for more information, and there's TV tbvoffshore.com is where we help people get residencies and offshore bank accounts and things like that. It's not very expensive, and you can. I just helped someone just the other day. There's just a random person on the internet Facebooked me, and I asked them something about them, and they said, "Yeah, I make about $100,000 a year, and I live in the U.S., but I want to leave, and and so I'm paying like $30,000 or $40,000 a year in tax." And I was like, "Why? You don't have to legally. You don't have to. You just open an offshore company. That company would make the $100,000. You might get paid from that company, maybe $10,000 a year, so you're not paying much tax at all. That company may want to pay for you to go on a vacation to check out some business opportunities. That company might, you might have a ton of business meetings, which is expenses. So there's legal ways to essentially not pay any tax if you work for yourself or over the internet.
Cool. I'm out of questions for now, but thank you, Jeff. Anyone else?
No, I want to save some ammo for Friday. Jeff is going to be on some garbage podcast, and we'll go an hour commercial free with him, and it's going to be a blast.
Over at ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah, somegarbagepodcast.com/live or ChristopherCantwell.com/live.
Yeah, I just think it's an interesting idea, and a lot of people want to travel, and if you have a business that you can do sort of online, in many cases, I would wonder why you wouldn't.
Yeah, it's the way to go. I've been doing this for over 25 years myself, and I always had this sort of idea of doing it that way.
Let's talk about cost, because I think that's really important. I had mentioned that Angel Clark is down there, and I looked at, saw her place, and it was amazing. $540 for a really nice apartment, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, view over Acapulco. Are there other places in the world where people can get cost of living like this? I knew you had a guy who was on stage at Anarchapulco, and he was living in Cambodia on something like $10 a day?
Yeah, it's a lot of countries like that. I really like Cambodia, by the way. That's an amazing place if you like freedom. There's really no laws, no government, no anything, and the economy is booming like crazy. It's Phnom Penh starting to look like Hong Kong, and 10 years ago it looked like nothing. It looked like a farm town, and there's just so many business opportunities over there. So, there's so many places. I'd look at Myanmar right now. It's very interesting. I think Nicaragua is very good along those lines, quite cheap. Paraguay is quite good. There's just so many places.
Yeah.
And it's so cheap, and there's not much government, and there's a lot for your lifestyle.
Thanks for the recommendations, Jeff, and thanks. Again, check out Anarchast, by the way. That's your podcast, anarchast.com.
It's on LRN.fm.
It is on LRN.fm. And thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time. There's more on the way here. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. Doesn't have to be about being an international traveler. It can be about whatever's on your mind. Also, I don't know, we can also talk about Ed Snowden. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453 if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. And maybe you live this lifestyle, or you have lived that lifestyle. Is it all it's cracked up to be? I mean, there's got to be some negative. There's got to be some downside.
That's what I'm looking for in all of this.
It can't be as good as it seems. 855-453. Or is it? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.